Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're still with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. G. Webb Ross is our guest, folks. He's the co-author, along with Howard Klausner, of the book Rescuing the American Dream. And it's all about getting your life on track to claiming the American Dream. And so, Webb, I need to know where we can find that.
We can find it at on my website at rescuingthedream.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Right.
They all have it.
Rescuingthedream.com, so check that out, folks, and wherever books are sold. Webb, thanks for staying with me. In your book, you talk about what you call 12 steps to success, and we're not going to get through all of them. Of course, we don't want to do all of them. They wouldn't need to read the book if we did. But give us the main elements of your 12-step approach
sure.
to success.
Let me first just mention that how I developed these steps was when I was writing, I noticed that the three entrepreneurs that I talk about in my book, the stories, I noticed they had these traits. And throughout my book are many examples of the things I'm going to be talking about. So that's how I developed these. Let me start with caring, because you had mentioned this early. You know, the relationship you have with your employees, your customers, and your suppliers is so important. And if you show, you know, respect and caring for them, they're going to, you know, bend over backwards to help you. And in my book, these three young men, you know, I it's amazing to me how much help they got because they had a caring attitude. And they were just instantly liked. And
right.
So, you know, I think that's a very, very important trait to have. One of the other things is honesty and integrity. You know, most entrepreneurs are dealing directly with the public, and it's different than in a corporation where they can get by with a lot of nonsense. But an entrepreneur better have honesty and integrity, or otherwise his customers are not going to come back. You know, I mean, it's just... people intuitively know if a person is dishonest.
And you know, Webb, that's something I think Wall Street and Washington could learn from small business. If we don't treat people the right way, if we don't deliver value, if we don't make sure that we do what we say we're going to do, and not take advantage of a situation, we don't stay in business very long. And I think that's a lesson that needs to be applied to Wall Street in Washington. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. Oh, man, I agree in spades, Jim. We've seemed to have lost our way here. I just can't believe. You know, every time I pick up a paper, I see another example of either the government or some businesses that have, you know, greed and dishonesty and
mm-hmm.
all the bad.
You can't get away with that on Main Street. What's another example of a success trait?
Well, you know, we talked about risk, and let me, you know, that is a quality that you better have if you're going to be an entrepreneur is the ability to take, you know, risk.
Yeah.
And the thing about this is that, you know, at the end, if you take the risk, you need to have the reward. And this is where we've got a gap here
mm-hmm.
because what we mentioned about the ability to finance, if there's not a reward out there, why would you start a business, you know? Take that risk. So, you know, we gotta create an atmosphere where there's a good reward at the end of the trail here. So risk taking is a very important quality.
That's something that I think a lot of politicians don't understand is that the thing that makes a small business owner succeed against all odds is the hope of the reward, and if you take away if you try to tax or overregulate or somehow encumber the opportunity that could come from that, people aren't going to take these kinds of risks.
That's exactly right, and that's why we're we're lacking in jobs because that is not available right now.
There is an attitude going right now, I think, in the marketplace that's suppressing the desire to take risks. I think that's going on right now. And one of the byproducts of an entrepreneur taking risks is the creation of jobs.
No question about it.
Yeah.
And you know, in these two stories in my book, these guys started from nothing, and they started as more or less individuals, and built their company and created a bunch of jobs. And you know, and the good thing about it, it's not just that they created jobs, but when they sold the company, you know, just give me a quick example. In City Forest, sold their company. Some of those employees who had gotten stock options during the period that he owned the company, they took home $50,000.
Wow.
I mean, just think, in a little town of Ladysmith, Wisconsin, a guy who's probably living from paycheck to paycheck, all of a sudden he gets a check for $50,000. And, you know, what a great contribution to our society.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Webb, give us that website one more time.
Okay, it's rescuingthedream.com.
That's the name of the book, and that's the website where you can find it. Also, you can find it wherever books are sold. Webb, good job today. Thanks for being here. And congratulations on your book and on a great career and a great service to the marketplace. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
We'd love to have you back. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Jim. And I enjoyed being on your program. And again, thanks for having this. I just think it's a great contribution to our country.
Thank you, Webb. I appreciate that very much. The book is called Rescuing the American Dream, folks. Wherever books are sold, you're going to like it. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.